All right, time to tackle something that I think a lot of parents and even kids can relate to. That's summer camp anxiety. You sent over this blog post from Dr. Carrie Downs,
Yes.
and I think it's going to be a really interesting deep dive today.
Absolutely.
Summer camp, it should be all fun and games and adventure and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of times these pre-camp jitters can really kind of put a damper on things for everybody involved.
You're so right. And it's interesting because, this anxiety is completely normal. And we often think of anxiety as like a bad thing, but it's actually a natural response that's supposed to help us,
Keep us safe.
keep us safe. Exactly. So in this case, it's signaling a change. It's a step outside of the familiar. And Dr. Downs makes a great point about recognizing it as totally expected, whether it's, your child packing their bags or maybe even you remembering your own camp days.
Totally.
Yeah, they're.
And so we've established that it's totally normal.
Yeah.
But why is it so common?
Well,
Is it really just about missing home? I
right.
mean, camp sounds awesome, right?
Yeah.
Campfires, new friends, s'mores.
Oh, it's definitely more than missing mom's cooking. Although, let's be real, that can be a part of it. But think about it from a child's perspective. New environment, new people sleeping in a different bed. It's a lot of unknowns.
It's a lot of change.
It is. For younger kids, it often triggers separation anxiety, which is that deep need to be close to their primary caregivers,
Right,
right?
so it's like that instinctual
Yeah,
need
that's good.
to be with mom and dad.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
And it's not just the little ones, right?
Right.
Even older kids, teenagers even, can feel anxious about fitting in,
Oh, absolutely.
social pressures,
Yeah.
maybe even being away from their phones for a while.
Oh,
So
good.
that's a big one.
Could be a big anxiety inducer these
It's
days.
huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there's that fear of the unknown, that what if,
Right.
thinking that can really spiral.
Yeah.
And then there's the social element.
Right.
Will I make friends? Will people like me?
Right. Are they going to be mean? Are they going to be nice? Yeah.
These are all valid concerns,
Definitely.
especially for kids who might be a bit more introverted or haven't had a lot of experience being away from home.
When I was a kid, I was terrified of bugs, like full on meltdown if a moth flew too close. So I totally get how those specific anxieties can just take over.
And those specific fears are so important to address.
Okay. Yeah.
Dr. Downs talks about how parents can actually use those as opportunities to empower their kids.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, like, don't worry, there won't be any spiders,
Right.
try validating their fear. Like,
Okay.
yeah, some people are scared of spiders. That's okay. What could we do to help you feel safer in your cabin?
I like that.
It's
Yeah.
like you're not dismissing it.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
saying
Yeah.
it's okay to be scared,
Yes.
but let's figure out
How to work with that.
how to work with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're acknowledging the anxiety, not dismissing it. What else can parents do to prepare their kids? Because let's be honest,
Yeah.
as much as we want them to be excited,
Yeah.
those worries are real.
They are. Well, one of my favorite tips from Dr. Downs is about involving the child in the choice of camp. It seems simple, but think about the psychology behind it. When kids feel like they have some control over the situation, it reduces their anxiety. They're not being sent away. They're choosing an adventure.
They're choosing.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like shifting from you have to go to camp
Right.
to let's find a camp that's perfect for you.
Exactly. Does your child love horses? Find a camp with an equestrian program. Are they budding scientists? There's a camp for that too, This active involvement turns the whole experience into something they're looking forward to.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So we're giving them ownership, tapping into their interests.
Yes.
It's almost like sneaking in the prep work without them even realizing it.
And it's not just about choosing the camp, right? It's about involving them in the packing process, letting them pick out their flashlight or water bottle. Those little choices go a long way in building their confidence.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we
Yeah.
got the choice. We
Yeah.
got the packing. Speaking of confidence,
Yes.
Dr. Downs also talks about framing the experience positively.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about that positive self-talk.
It's so powerful. Instead of dwelling on what ifs, what if I don't like the food? What if I miss my dog? Shift the focus to the exciting stuff. Imagine roasting marshmallows under the stars. Think about all the new friends you'll make.
I love it.
It's about painting a picture of fun and adventure.
I get it. We're not ignoring the worries,
yeah.
but we're balancing them out with the exciting possibilities.
Yes.
But what about the really practical stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my kid has never slept away from home before.
Right.
How do we get from bedtime snuggles to sleeping in a cabin full of strangers?
That's where those baby steps come in.
Okay.
Dr. Downs recommends practicing with sleepovers at a relative's or friend's house.
Okay.
It's like a trial run for camp,
hmm.
a chance to build their independence and comfort with being away from home.
It's like dipping your toes in the water before jumping in the pool.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And it gives parents a chance to observe, right?
Yeah.
See how their child handles being away,
mm-hmm.
what specific anxieties come up and address those before the big day.
Precisely. And it can be a great opportunity to practice coping skills.
Oh, tell me more about those coping skills.
Okay.
Because I think that's something a lot of parents struggle with.
Yeah.
How to equip their kids with tools to handle those moments when anxiety strikes.
Right.
Especially when they're at camp and mom and dad aren't there to offer a hug.
Dr. Downs has some great suggestions, and we'll delve deeper into those in the next part.
Okay.
But the key takeaway here is that we're not aiming for a completely anxiety-free experience.
Mm.
You know, it's about equipping them to manage those feelings.
That makes sense. We're not trying to erase anxiety.
Right.
We're trying to give them the power to navigate it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a perfect place to pause for now.
Okay. Great.
We've laid a great foundation.
Yeah.
Understanding why summer camp anxiety is so common,
mm-hmm.
and starting to explore those practical prep strategies.
Absolutely. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Ooh, I like it.
In the next part, we'll dive into those specific coping skills.
Okay.
How to handle those tricky situations that might come up at camp, and how this whole experience can actually be a springboard for some amazing personal growth.
Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. Downs' insights on conquering summer camp anxiety.
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We are deep in the trenches of summer camp anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we talked about how powerful it can be to acknowledge those fears.
Absolutely.
And to give kids a sense of ownership,
yeah.
over the experience.
Exactly. It's not about pretending anxiety doesn't exist,
right.
but about reframing it as something manageable, even empowering.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to dig into the coping skills,
yes.
Dr. Downs mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it,
yeah.
even with the best preparation,
right.
there are going to be moments,
oh, yeah.
when anxiety bubbles up.
Absolutely.
Especially when those kids are at camp,
yeah.
away from their usual comfort zone.
And that's why building a coping skills toolbox is so crucial.
Okay.
Imagine giving your child a literal toolbox filled with tools to handle different situations.
Hmm.
A hammer for pounding nails, a screwdriver for tightening screws.
Okay.
We can do the same for their emotional well-being.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So what kinds of tools are we packing in this metaphorical toolbox?
Well, one of the most powerful tools is something we all have access to.
Okay.
Our breath.
Our breath, yeah.
Deep breathing exercises are like magic for calming the nervous system.
Yeah.
Think about how you breathe when you're stressed.
Yeah.
It's often shallow and rapid.
Right.
But when you slow down and deepen your breath,
yeah.
it sends a signal to your brain that everything is okay.
It's like hitting the pause button on the anxiety spiral.
Exactly.
And I bet you can even make it fun for kids, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like blowing imaginary bubbles,
yeah.
or pretending to be a dragon breathing fire.
Exactly. Making it playful takes away the seriousness,
right.
and helps them actually use the technique when they need it.
Right.
And remember, practice makes perfect. Encourage them to practice these breathing exercises at home,
yeah.
maybe before bedtime or when they're feeling a little stressed.
Right.
That way, when anxiety hits at camp,
mm-hmm.
they'll have a go-to strategy.
Okay. So we've got deep breathing in our toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Okay.
Because I know my kid can talk herself into a frenzy sometimes.
Yeah.
All those what if thoughts mm-hmm. swirling around.
That's where positive self-talk comes in.
Okay.
It's like having a little cheerleader in their head.
Right.
Replacing those negative thoughts with empowering ones.
Okay.
Instead of, I'm going to miss my mom so much.
Right.
I'm a brave camper and I can handle this. Or instead of, what if nobody wants to be my friend?
Yeah.
I'm friendly and kind and I'm going to make amazing friends.
It's like replacing the worry soundtrack with a confidence anthem.
Exactly.
But how do you get kids to actually believe
oh, yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
positive statements?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it feels like they're just brushing off their real feelings.
You're right. It can't be forced or insincere.
Right.
It's about helping them identify their negative thought patterns and then practice reframing them.
Good.
You can even make it a game at home.
Yeah.
Writing down those worries and then brainstorming positive alternatives together.
I like that.
Yeah.
And repetition is key, right?
Absolutely.
Just like learning a new song.
Yeah.
The more they practice those positive self-talk phrases, the more natural they'll become.
Exactly. It's about building new neural pathways.
Okay.
Literally rewiring their brains for resilience.
Wow.
And another really important tool in that toolbox is having a plan for reaching out for help.
Oh, that's crucial.
Yes.
Because as much as we want to be there for every tear and every worry,
right,
we can't physically be at camp with them.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to empower them to advocate for their needs.
Okay.
Talk to them about who they can reach out to if they're feeling overwhelmed, their counselor, a camp nurse, maybe even a trusted older camper.
Right. And role play those conversations at home, right?
Yeah.
Practice saying, I'm feeling a little homesick. Can I call my mom?
Right.
Or I'm having trouble making friends. Can you help me?
Exactly.
Because sometimes just knowing they can ask for help makes a world of difference.
Absolutely. It's about building that sense of self-efficacy.
Okay.
That belief that they have the power to navigate challenging situations.
Right.
And it's also important to remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
I love that reframing.
Yeah.
It's not about being babied.
Right.
It's about having the courage to say, I need some support.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's equally important for parents to have a plan for managing their anxieties.
Yes.
Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
Sending your kid off to camp can be just as nerve-wracking for the grown-ups.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're so right. Kids are incredibly perceptive. They pick up on our anxieties.
Yeah.
Even if we try to hide them.
Even if we try to be super chill about it. Right?
So it's crucial for parents to model healthy coping mechanisms.
Okay.
Take care of your own emotional well-being.
Right.
Practice those deep breathing exercises yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to your support network if you need to.
Because if we're a mess of stress and worry,
right,
it's going to amplify their anxiety.
Absolutely.
It's like that airplane oxygen mask analogy.
Yes.
You have to put on your own mask first before you can help others.
Exactly. And it's not about pretending you're not feeling anything.
Right.
It's okay to acknowledge your own anxieties.
Yeah.
While also expressing confidence in your child's ability to handle the experience.
So instead of saying,
right,
oh, honey, I'm going to miss you so much.
Yeah.
What if you get lonely?
Right.
It's more like, I'm going to miss you, but I know you're going to have an amazing time. And I'm so proud of you for being brave enough to try something new.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
It's about expressing your love and support
while
also conveying trust in their ability to navigate the challenges ahead.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And remember, it's normal for them to have some ups and downs.
Absolutely.
It's all part of the learning process.
It is.
And those downs can actually be opportunities for some serious growth, right?
I'm sure.
Because camp is like a crash course in resilience, independence, and problem solving.
You're hitting the nail on the head.
Right.
Think about it. They're away from their usual support systems.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to figure things out on their own. They learn to navigate social situations, make decisions, advocate for their needs, all within a supportive and structured environment.
It's like a real life social emotional learning lab.
Exactly.
Right.
And those skills are transferable.
Okay.
You know, the resilience they build at camp translates to handling challenges at school.
Right.
In relationships, in life in general.
It's like giving them a superpower.
It is.
That they can carry with them wherever they go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got the coping skills, the growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one more piece Dr. Downs mentions that I want to explore.
Yeah.
The power of remembering past successes.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in the worries and forget all the times our kids have triumphed.
Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
As parents, we tend to focus on the things they're struggling with.
Yes.
Those areas where they need our help.
Mm-hmm.
But what about all the times they've faced their fears and come out stronger?
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be some grand accomplishment.
Right.
It could be trying a new food, sleeping at a friend's house for the first time, performing in the school play, even though they were nervous. Each of those experiences builds their success narrative.
That's such a great term.
Right.
Success narrative.
I love it.
It's like building a mental library of I can do this moments.
Precisely.
Right.
And before camp, you can sit down with your child
okay.
and actually create a visual reminder of those successes.
Okay.
Maybe write them down on colorful index cards,
yeah.
draw pictures,
okay.
or even take photos representing those moments.
And they can take that to camp with them.
Right? Absolutely.
Like a tangible reminder
yes.
of their own strength and resilience.
It's like a secret weapon against those anxiety gremlins.
Oh, I love it.
Because when they start to doubt themselves,
yeah.
they can look at those cards and remember all the amazing things they've already accomplished.
I think this is a perfect place to pause for now.
Okay.
We've covered so much ground.
We have.
From those practical coping skills
mm-hmm.
to the powerful impact of building a success narrative.
Right. And in the final part, we'll wrap up with some strategies for maintaining that positive momentum after camp.
Okay.
And how this whole experience can be a catalyst for ongoing growth and self-discovery.
Stick with us.
Yes.
We'll be back in a flash with more tips for conquering summer camp anxiety. All right. Welcome back to our deep dive into summer camp anxiety. We've packed our metaphorical coping skills toolbox.
Yeah.
We've built a success narrative.
Right.
And hopefully calmed some of those pre-camp jitters.
Absolutely.
But now I'm kind of curious what happens after camp.
Right.
It's like we've given them all these tools, but how do we make sure they keep using them?
Yeah.
Even when they're back in their familiar routines.
Well, one of the most powerful things we can do is to help them process the experience.
Okay. How do we do that?
It's not just about, you know, asking, did you have fun?
Right.
Really digging deeper.
Okay.
What was the most challenging part?
Mm.
What are you most proud of? What did you learn about yourself?
Okay. So it's like we're having a debrief.
Yeah.
Like after a mission.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be like a formal sit-down interview.
Right,
you know,
right.
It could be casual conversations during dinner or bedtime. Oh. Just creating that space for them to share their thoughts and feelings.
So you're saying like, really just listen to them.
And listen without judgment.
Okay.
Because sometimes they might share things that surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even things that didn't go so well.
Right.
But those failures are often the most valuable learning opportunities.
You know, I remember this one time at camp. I was convinced I was going to win the talent show. With my amazing juggling act.
Oh, no.
Turns out I was terrible at juggling.
Mm.
But looking back, it's a funny story.
Yeah.
And it taught me that it's okay to try new things, even if you don't succeed at first.
Exactly. And that highlights something really important, the power of perspective.
Mm.
Instead of viewing those failures as setbacks, we can help them reframe them as opportunities for growth.
So we're not just celebrating the triumphs.
Right.
We're also acknowledging the struggles.
Yes.
And what they learned from them.
Exactly.
And I bet that builds resilience,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely.
Because let's face it, life is full of challenges.
Yeah.
Camp is like a mini boot camp for navigating those bumps in the road.
They've faced their fears, stepped outside of their comfort zones, and come out the other side.
Right.
And that experience gives them a sense of, hey, I can handle this.
It's like they've leveled up in the game of life.
It is.
Right. And now they have those tools and that confidence to tackle the next challenge.
Right.
Whether it's a new school year, a tryout for the soccer team, or even just like standing up to a bully on the playground.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is this growth doesn't stop when camp is over.
Right.
It's an ongoing journey.
Yeah.
And each experience, even that trigger anxiety, can be an opportunity to learn and evolve.
So how can we as parents foster that continued growth?
Well,
because it's easy to slip back into those old patterns, those overprotective instincts that might actually be holding them back.
One of the best things we can do is to encourage them to keep stepping outside their comfort zones.
Okay.
Notice when they're hesitant to try something new and gently nudge them towards it.
Okay. So it's like we're their cheerleaders.
Exactly.
But not in like an overbearing way.
Nope.
Just kind of like offering support.
Offering support and encouragement.
As they navigate those uncharted waters.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about pushing them into something that they're truly terrified of.
Right.
It's about recognizing those moments when anxiety is holding them back from something they might actually enjoy or benefit from.
So maybe they're nervous about joining the school play, but they secretly love to sing and dance.
Yes.
We can help them to kind of recognize that the excitement of performing might actually outweigh the fear of being on stage.
Wow. That's a great example. And as they continue to face those challenges and experience those successes, their confidence will grow and that anxiety will become less of a barrier and more of a signal that they're on the right track,
okay,
that they're pushing themselves to grow.
And that's a pretty amazing takeaway from something that initially felt like a problem to be solved.
Right.
We've gone from, how do I fix my kids' summer camp anxiety?
Yeah.
To how can we use this as a launching pad for confidence and resilience?
It's a powerful shift in perspective, and I think it's important to acknowledge that this is a journey, not a destination.
Right.
There will be ups and downs, moments of fear and moments of triumph.
Yeah.
But with the right support and encouragement, those anxieties can be transformed into stepping stones on the path to becoming the best versions of themselves.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Helping our kids navigate the world with confidence and a sense of adventure.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe we'll even learn a thing or two.
Oh, yeah.
About facing our own fears along the way.
For sure.
So to all the parents and campers out there,
yeah.
Embrace the journey.
Yeah.
Equip yourselves with those coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that you are stronger and braver than you think.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe those pre-camp jitters are just excitement in disguise.
I think that's a fantastic note to end on.
Yeah.
Summer camp anxiety is real, but it's not the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of an exciting chapter filled with growth, discovery, and the magic of summer camp memories.
And that wraps up our deep dive into conquering summer camp anxiety.
Yeah.
We hope this episode has provided you with some valuable insights and practical tools to navigate this exciting and sometimes challenging experience.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
Yes.
And keep diving deep.
Keep diving deep.